Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best, once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Buongiorno, my buddies.
Yes, buongiorno, Sal. Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
And welcome aboard.
I'm Rick DiPietro. Philip Seymour Hoffman has to play Buck. Has to play Buck.
You do realize Philip Seymour Hoffman is dead, right?
Yeah, that's not my finest work. My co-host, Dave Rothenberg.
I had something to say, and I have no recollection of what that was. So let's turn into the Mets for a minute.
What a professional I work with. Our amazing producers, the Little Don.
I hope your dogs poop on your bed.
Wow, that's RJ Santillo. How about our warrior, Raymond Santiago?
RJ and Rick. RJ and who's the other guy? Ray.
And you wonder why he doesn't like you, Dave. And of course, as always with us, we got the company. Thank you for getting up with us this Thursday morning. We are DNR, the R&R Boys.
I'm Fred Astaire, baby!
Call us what you want, but don't ever call us lazy. You can hear us every weekday morning, 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN New York. Number to call, as always, 1-800-919-3776.
Calls!
Lots of calls. We have an awesome show planned for you today.
We'll see naked ladies.
Not really what I had in mind. The Mets gave up 7 in the 6th inning and lose 9-2 to the Braves yesterday afternoon. Adam Ottavino pitching 3 straight days.
Not the best.
It's not the best. Kikuchi.
Give me my little cookie.
No, it's not cookie, Dave.
I have a big one.
I'm not sure how that's relevant. Anyways, Kikuchi and the Toronto Blue Jays put an end to the Yankees' 11-game winning streak. Aaron Boone got himself tossed, arguing the strike zone. Let's take a listen to what he had to say to home plate ump Marty Foster.
Shut up! Shut up!
Say, I asked a bad question. I'm going to step on your face right now.
Step right on your face. No wonder why you got ejected. The Rangers with a pivotal, dare I say, must-win game 2 tonight against the Penguins. Sounds like Louis Domingue will get the start net for the Penguins. I wonder what he had for dinner last night.
Some spicy pork and broccoli. Not the best.
That still doesn't make any sense to me. We'll hear from the New York Giants GM.
Joe Schoening.
Good try, Peter. That's your guy on Afternoon Drive. That's Joe Shane, actually. And he was on the K-Show yesterday. And as always, on Thursday at 6:45, we have an observations. Didn't it happen in Florida? But before we get to any of that, I'd like to say good morning to a man that's not afraid to call it like he sees it.
Gordon Damer's a weaselly little turd.
A little turd. That's our honesty broker, David Rothenberg.
Wow. Wow. That's a lot to unpack. I mean, what time did you start this thing?
That's a nice open.
That's a nice open. But here, like I was on a little earlier today because I, for some reason, I woke up a little earlier today. And the second I dialed in to Santiago and I said, Ray, good morning. He goes, we're doing the open. Like, when do you guys start this thing?
This was an early one. Right, Santiago forgot it was Thursday. That's where he's at. I mean, got these hockey players, the 3 overtime set him back a day.
Oh, Raymond.
I think I slept for 12 consecutive hours yesterday.
Congratulations. That's big news, buddy, for you.
It's
huge news.
Tells you how tired I was.
Wow, that's record breaking.
That's like four days of sleep for you. It's nice.
Banking the hours.
Congratulations. See, banking sleep. What am I telling you? You got to bank the sleep.
You can't bank sleep.
Yes, you can bank sleep.
You can't bank sleep.
You know what? I'm willing to try at this point.
And I think you should. You deserve it.
Yeah.
I mean, three overtime.
I'm not saying you don't deserve
a
12-hour sleep. I'm just saying if you don't sleep tonight, getting 12 hours yesterday is going to do you absolutely no good.
Well, let's hope to avoid a 3 overtime game tonight, huh?
Oh, please.
Let's hope is right.
I can't.
So I guess not cramps, huh?
No.
If Louis Domingue is going to get the start tonight.
No, it sounds like he's got a lower body injury. Well, I mean, which can listen. I mean, when you play that, you know, a game like that, and all of a sudden now we're in the second overtime. And let's not forget, too, like how big that moment is, right? I mean, it's game one, first round of the playoffs. So, I mean, all that extra excitement, it does cause, you know, some extra. I mean, the anxiety does cause you to, listen, this is just my own personal experience. Like in games like that, I found like, you know, I would really have to focus on hydrating and everything else, because I would get so fired up that I would just like sweat to a whole different degree. But when you start playing, you know, two overtimes, you know, there is potential, because, you know, you do start to dehydrate and everything else, that you could tweak something. And I know we kind of thought maybe it was cramps, but I mean, now Rangers with a, listen, this is a really, really good opportunity for them going into game two.
Well, I think it's fair to say if you don't win this game tonight, you're in a, I mean,
you're in one.
You're really, really in trouble. Really in trouble. And I will say this, as upset as I was yesterday morning and Tuesday late night after that game, this is a team that every time they've had to respond this season has responded. Like, they never once went on a prolonged losing streak. When there was a game they had to win or needed to win, they did. So, as upset as I think Rangers fans were after game one, I think you have to have the ultimate confidence in this team, because they've proven to you that they're a pretty resilient bunch.
Yeah, and I think they proved that to you in game one, too. I mean, especially your goalie. I mean, I went over some of that game yesterday, and, I mean, you know, what Shesterkin was able to do, I mean, was... It was like a masterclass in goaltending. But, I mean, again, depending on who you ask, as far as the Kaapo Kakko thing is concerned, I mean, Valley was on with the K-Show yesterday, and this is, again, another goalie who thought it was a goal. But, you know, after that great first period and, you know, a small portion of that second, I mean, Pittsburgh really carried the play. I mean, they dominated that second period, and still, you know, at the end of it, you're, what, 3.5 minutes left in the third period, and it looks like, you know, you just scored a goal to go up and potentially win the game. But, yeah, there were, for me, a lot of positives, some negatives, but there'll be definitely some things that needed to be corrected. But, I mean, this is, you said it. I mean, you got Louis Domingue net, and as well as he played in, you know, in that emergency situation, this is a game that the Rangers have to win.
This is a third-string goalie. So you could say what you want. Louis Domingue played well, spicy chicken, all that kind of stuff, or spicy pork, whatever the hell he wound up eating. But, I mean, this is it. If you can't win this game tonight and put up a bunch of goals, I mean, a bunch of goals, then something is really wrong. And I think they will.
Well, that's the thing, though. When you carry the play the way that the Rangers carried the play in the first period, and they were physical, and they just smothered the Penguins, I mean, you have to find a way to get more quality looks. And we talked about this, getting pucks in the net. I'm sure Panarin will be better. If anyone watched any of the hockey last night, like, you know, I've never seen the Tampa Bay Lightning look as bad as they looked in game one. And Kucherov, one of the best players in the league, being one of those guys, like, he looked like, I don't even know who I was watching. And then game two, he bounces back. So Panarin didn't have a great game one. I expect, with how good he is, that he'll come out here in game two and put his best foot forward.
Let me tell you, if they lose tonight, though, I'm going to be in one tomorrow. Like, you're going to have to, you know, the way you carry the open on Thursdays, you're going to have to carry the show.
Yeah, I can do it.
Yeah, no, I know you can.
But I think you'll be fine.
If the Rangers lose tonight?
No, I think you'll be fine. No. I think you'll be good. I'm not concerned about it.
No, I'm telling you, I'm giving you heads up. I'm telling you, I won't be. You won't be okay. I will be miserable. If they lose tomorrow, I will be miserable.
Just to put this in a little context as far as Louis Domingue is concerned, mm-hmm. Louis Domingue has started three games.
Not the best.
Three games in the last 2 years.
He's been on, I heard Don saying yesterday, he made like four starts at one point on four different teams.
He's been on Arizona, Tampa, Jersey, Vancouver, Calgary, and Pitt.
So he is the definition of a journeyman goaltender.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're talking, what, that's six teams in 8 years?
Yeah, that's a lot of teams. But then, and listen, I don't think it happens, but then every once in a while you get these stories of like a guy who's a journeyman guy who's, you know, can't find his way. All of a sudden he's thrust into the game, and now he plays great.
Yeah, listen, I mean, you saw him after the game. I mean, doing his post game. I mean, just how nonchalant he was for how big that moment was.
Right.
Yeah. But it is different. I will say it is different. Like when you get just thrown in like that and you haven't prepared and everything else, you kind of just go in and you just play. And that's usually when you get your best results, honestly. In all honesty, that's usually when you get your best results. So now he's had a day to think about it, how now he's going to be the guy who starts this game.
And then you wonder about how long he's going to start. Like, is he now going to be the guy for a bit in this series?
Well, I mean, Tristan Jarry, once he's back, will be the guy. And he was ruled out of games one and two. So we'll see how much longer he's out. Because, again, let's not forget, I mean, this is the backup to the bat. This is the third-string goalie for Pittsburgh.
I know. I wouldn't even know who this would be for the Rangers. I guess this would be Kincaid, I guess?
No, your boy.
Is it Huska?
Yep.
Oh. How do you say that name, by the way? Is it Huska?
Huska. Could you imagine that?
No, the Rangers need the Rangers.
Could you imagine if Huska started the game tonight? That's what they're doing in Pittsburgh. They're starting their Huska.
Well, Pittsburgh. Look what happened. I mean, Carolina, same thing. Carolina's good, man. Ooh.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. How many ex-Rangers do they have on that team?
A lot. Quite a few.
Like seven?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. But that's a good team, and that's a team that's playing with they played with their third-string goalie yesterday.
Yeah, and they win that game, and they go up 2-0 on Boston. So quite a bit to do today. Observations and did it happen in Florida at 6:45. We discussed it yesterday. Will we be pickling today?
I would love to pickle if you want.
I'd like to pickle. I would absolutely love to pickle. So we can pickle and we have time. Yesterday it would have been a stretch. There was so much Rangers to get into, but today is more free flowing. What time does pickling work for you? 7 o'clock hour?
Yeah, 7:15 pickle maybe.
7:15 pickle. We could 7:30 pickle. It's like I don't want to determine when we pickle. We can have a meeting during a commercial break and we can decide. But maybe 7:15 would be.
Well,
nice.
Isn't that the beauty of the pickle though? You never know what's going to happen. Like it could be Ronald Acuna, and for some reason we forget how to actually execute a rundown.
Oh my God!
If you will,
yes. If you will, would be correct. So pickle at some point in the 7 o'clock hour. Yankees, there's no way there's a Yankees fan that's upset today, right? I can't imagine.
I can't imagine, unless you're just one of those people that just enjoys complaining about everything.
Right.
I mean, the only thing you can say is they had a couple opportunities. I mean, they missed a couple opportunities. I mean, you're talking about who going into the ninth inning, they were 0-for-10 with runners on base.
Yeah, they did, but you didn't even have – you know what the amazing thing about that game to me? We'll get to the Mets as well, and Ben Simmons is going to have back surgery. So a lot of little stuff for us today. The amazing thing about that last night is Cortez I didn't even think was good.
No. Nope.
Like, he was serviceable, and you still only allowed two runs to Toronto.
Well, that's what – again, I mean, if that's going to be Nestor Cortez – where, I mean, he was struggling. He was grinding. You know what I mean? Like, when was the last time you saw Nestor Cortez walk four guys?
It's been a while. Yeah, it's been a while.
So he was struggling with his control, but still he grinds it out, gives you four, right? You know, four innings of two-run ball, and then, I mean, Michael King comes out of the bullpen, and it's just lights out. He retires all nine he faces. And then sixth inning, you had the Higashioka leadoff double, which you wasted with the top of the lineup coming up. And then the seventh, yeah, first and second with one out. You wasted that. And then, yeah, I mean, you end up loading the bases there in the ninth.
Right. And Chapman tried to throw it away, but Guerrero with the good play.
Nice, really nice play.
Really nice play.
Oh, by the way, do I have a nugget for you? So what, I'm watching
I get it now?
I'll give you the nugget right now because we got time. So I'm watching the post game, and I actually have this in bold in my notes, is that no one gets screwed by low strikes that are clearly not strikes.
Let me tell you what you're going to say. More than Aaron Judge. Uh-huh.
So I write this down as the game is going on, and then I got your boy Rucco and Jack Curry afterwards. So Curry gives the stat. Since 2017, Aaron Judge has had 366 strike calls that weren't strikes on low
That's
pitches.
That's a big number.
Second is Goldschmidt with 279.
Wow.
That's a humongous disparity.
Well, here's the thing, and you know why, because he's an enormous guy.
No, I know, but everyone knows that he's an enormous guy.
I know, so but my point is, I think, and I'm not making excuses, I think it's really, really hard to call his strike zone. He's just that big.
Well, just call, yeah, but I know what you're saying, but just call his strike zone. Like, don't just call just don't call, like, you have your strike zone. Well, the guy's 6'7". It's got to be different for him.
Yes. His knees are in a different spot than other knees.
Exactly right. Like, the pitch at his shin is not a strike.
Correct.
But that's a staggering number, though.
Well, I'll tell you what. When we go to robotic umpires, he's gonna benefit a lot.
Yeah, he'll be one of the guys for sure. Because you know how this is. I mean, you watch your kids play baseball. It's just how quickly a bad call like that can completely change an at bat.
Oh, what you don't realize, and you realize when you start watching baseball, like at the youth level and tons of it, is. And you know this, like a 2-1 count as opposed to a 1-2 count changes the entire at bat.
Well, not only that, how about a 2-0 count as opposed to a 1-1 count? You know what I mean?
Totally changed.
Totally different.
Totally, totally different.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Heavy load for you today with the reads, I see, huh?
Yeah, it's a big day for me. Lots of work.
How does it happen?
I think they want me to save my voice because I got the point this afternoon, maybe.
Oh, I have a big one. So you're heading right up to Bristol after the show this morning,
yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. But you'll be back in time for the start of the Rangers or no?
I hope. It depends on traffic.
What time does the point air? What time does it air and what does it air on today?
ESPN2 at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
So done at 4. Oh, you're going to have traffic coming home.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Oh, you're going to have traffic.
Oh, yeah. This is why I got the truck. This is why I got the truck serviced.
Oh, I feel awful for you. Because you're gonna have traffic. You're gonna hit like three rush hours.
Stop. I know. I get it.
Well, no, I'm just bringing it to your attention. I'm not trying to be a jerk.
No, maybe I'll stop by your house maybe for dinner.
Stop by dinner. Please.
What do you mean, please? Why? What's wrong? I can't come over for a nice maybe some instant oatmeal or something.
Love bacon. You know what? Firstly, I don't appreciate that. Secondly, Alex has the flu, so I don't think you want to stop by.
No, I'm trying to avoid that now.
Yeah, that's not good. Poor kid. Took him to the doctor. Flew.
Yeah, I mean, I told you. My kids went on. We had a full bender of stuff going around the house.
I just hope to not get it. Because every time one of the kids gets sick immediately, once they get their diagnosis, my immediate thought is, how am I feeling? I am hot. How am I doing? Am I okay?
You're fine. You're fine. I need you.
I am fine.
You can't go down on
it. I am fine. So What is this story that I heard you told on KJM yesterday about you literally soiling yourself? What happened?
Well, come on. I think, guys, soiling's a little bit. I mean, that's a little
much. I didn't hear the story. I just saw the tweets about it. So what's the story? What happened?
Well, no, they brought up Louis Domingue having the spicy pork, which, okay. Again, I want to know who ordered that to the locker room. But I had a situation where I had a little bit of a stomach thing going on, and I can't, like, it took me, like, a good 20 minutes to get my goalie stuff on. So once that stuff was on, from waist down, it wasn't coming off.
So you're like a woman at a wedding who's got this, like, beautiful dress that's all she's all strapped into. That's not coming off.
No, it's not coming off because there's right. No way, like, there's no chance with how quick intermission is that I'm going to take the stuff off and then get
How long would it take you to be able to be in bathroom mode?
Oh, much quicker in bathroom mode than to actually put the stuff back on. Like, I could rip the stuff off, but it's harder to put it back on.
Okay. So if you really had to go to the bathroom during the game, you got to get everything off, then you got to get it back on. You might not be ready for the next period.
Yeah. Like, so, okay. I mean, in between every period, I would always relieve myself just to make sure I didn't have any issues. But that was only number ones. Like, there was no going two during a game.
All right.
So we play the first period. And going into the game, I already kind of didn't feel like I thought I was, you know, I had a little bit of a stomach bug. So first was fine. Second rolls around, and it's early in the second period, and I start getting like the little, stomach didn't feel good.
The rumblings.
Yeah, rumblings, and all of a sudden it was kind of like getting like a little crampy in the stomach area. So I was like, you know what? Maybe a good old-fashioned Mike T fart will relieve some of the pressure in the stomach. So puck's down the other end. I'm like, you know what? Here's the time.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Let's rip one here.
I really ripped one. Let's get it all out. And that didn't go well.
So you...
There was more than just a fart.
More was released than you anticipated.
Oh, well, a lot more. I was expecting just air, and that's not what I got. Got a little more than I bargained for, David.
Without getting too graphic here, like a large release?
No. No, it wouldn't. We're not talking pee. We're not talking. This wasn't of the solid variety.
A liquidy.
This is more of a spraying situation.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And now you're at what stage of the period?
We're probably looking two minutes in.
2 minutes. So now you have to sit there. And it's not
minutes.
Like you can adjust at the end of the period anyway.
No, I'm stuck with it.
So now that is now yours to own for the rest of the game.
Yeah, correct.
Now, let me ask you this. Why? I mean, I know that you're here for good radio and entertainment. I get that. But why would you tell that story?
Because I get caught up in the moment, and I just feel like, I'm just having a talk with buddies. And I tend to...
But millions of buddies.
I divulge too much sometimes.
You divulged a lot in that story.
A lot.
So
it makes me human, though.
It does. It makes everyone feel like, yes, I've had that moment. How'd you play?
I actually play well. Believe it or not, really focused in. I was like, you know what? I mean, I'm already embarrassed enough because I just did what I did in my pants. Like, I can't now on top of it play bad.
So you played well. Did you get the win?
We won. Then I quickly took my stuff off after the game and then disposed.
How does that work now? Do you take your stuff off and then there's an equipment guy who now has to get involved with your stuff? Do you hide it in the corner? What do you do?
I threw it away. Yeah.
You just threw everything away.
Oh yeah.
He's like, Rick, where's all your equipment? I threw it away.
Yeah, he's like, where's your laundry bag? Don't need it. I felt like it was time to change it up.
It ripped. We could
yeah,
we could
I need
sew
new
that.
Stuff.
No,
yeah.
It really ripped.
Listen, I needed some new stuff. This stuff, I just didn't, it wasn't comfortable anymore. Let's redo the laundry bag.
Did you tell anyone, like, at a moment where you're like, hey, listen, all in my pants, you should see what I have going on
No.
Here.
No. No. No, I cast
it. So you saved it for KJM on May 4th of 2022.
That's the first time I think I've told that story. Yeah, live.
You didn't even tell Cass?
No, Cass knows everything. I can't hide anything from her.
So you told her?
She probably noticed. I bet she would have, like, she knows me so well, she probably noticed when I did it. Why did you make that face?
You can get away with nothing with that woman,
huh? Nothing, Dave. No, like, I'm telling you, like, when I used to have a hard time sleeping, especially after, like.
Please don't tell us the Xanax story.
No, I don't. That wasn't a Xanax story.
Sleeping pill it was story.
Yes, it wasn't. You don't take Xanax as a sleeping pill.
Well, I don't know. I'm not educated in the ways of sleeping pills.
Oh, sorry, mister. I can't go on a plane without
That's
chewing.
That's Ativan, all right?
Whatever it is. Anti-anxiety medication.
I get nervous. What do you want me to do?
Well, nervous and putting yourself in a coma for a plane ride are two different things.
I get very nervous.
Yeah, very nervous.
I mean, it makes no sense to me.
You want to see the matter?
I'm in a tube. I'm 7 miles above the surface. I got a man, I don't know who he is, or a woman who's directing this thing. A lot could go wrong.
Remember the story that RJ told? That there was a legal limit for pilots? Like, shouldn't the legal limit be zero?
None! The legal limit for pilots should be none. You can't drink a thing ever.
It should be zero.
Nothing ever. You shouldn't even be allowed to have meal like spicy pork and broccoli. You shouldn't be allowed to have.
I ever tell you the story about the equipment manager that peed in my goalie pad? That was a treat.
No.
Yeah, we're at the, I think it was the under 18 championships. I think it was in like Finland or someplace. And so we would practice, and then we had like, you know, we had a set of laundry. So the, you know, equipment manager would do our laundry, and then we'd have practice or a game the next day, whatever. So I guess like the facilities weren't great. So we came, you know, this is like 2 days in a row. We come back to the, and there's nothing worse. Like having to put on wet laundry to put under your hockey equipment is the worst.
Ugh.
So we're like day two. It's already cold outside. So you walk into the rink, which is also cold. You get in the locker, and the last thing you want is to put on wet stuff. And for some reason, like he couldn't get the stuff dry. So it's just like day two, we're putting on wet stuff and it stinks. Like it just smells brutal. So I said to him, like, I'm like, Jose, what are we doing here, man? I mean, the laundry's soaked and it smells like urine. He's like, listen, man, I can only do so much. I'm like, I said, I know, I understand that, Jose, but it's like, you know, having to put on wet laundry. He's like, keep it up, man. Can you keep it up? I said, and what? He goes, I'll pee in your pad, man. I'm like, you're not going to, Jose, stop, please. I'm just saying, can we get dry laundry? He goes, I'm going to pee in your pad. I said, you're not going to pee in my pad. He takes my goalie pad.
Right in front of you?
In front of everybody in the locker room. Whips it out and then just starts peeing on my goalie pad in front of everybody in the locker room.
Now, did you have to fight him?
No, I didn't. I can't fight the equipment manager. There's only a kid. And like there's a cap. So like in a goalie pad where you put your skate, like where the top of your skate goes into the pad, it's kind of like a... It rounds out a little bit, so it's almost like a little bowl, and there was just a puddle of pee just
sitting
in my goalie pad.
That's all. What kind of an animal is this guy?
And that was the only pair of pads I had.
Ugh.
So I had to practice with the with that
urine.
Pad.
Jose's
with
urine
that
all over
peeing
it.
Thing
with the pee pad.
All right, let's get to
it's bad.
The baseball. Why don't we hear from Aaron Boone a little bit? And then we will switch over to the Mets, and then I'll give you, I don't think it's a wild take, and I think you'll agree, but my assessment of the Mets and what needs to happen. Okay?
Okay, I like it. It's a nice plan. Okay.
That's the plan. So here is Aaron Boone after the game, after getting tossed from the game last night. He expected some close ones up in Toronto.
Yeah, I mean, they're really good. Obviously, I have a lot of really good position players, and they can pitch, too. So, you know, we know you got to play well to beat them, that's for sure. And, you know, fortunately, we were able to get a couple, you know, not able to finish it off, you know, and had some chances there. But anytime you play these guys, I would expect it's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, Toronto's good. I feel like there's something missing with them right now, though.
With Toronto?
Yeah, I don't know. Offensively, I thought they were going to be like, you know, oh my God, you know, 5, 6, 7 runs a game. I feel like offensively they're not as good as I thought they would be. Maybe they will be. Maybe I'm wrong for feeling like that, but I'm a little underwhelmed at them offensively so far.
Well, I mean, let's not forget the loss of Teoscar Hernandez is a big loss for them.
It is. I agree.
It is. And they lose, and they also lose Semien, who had an unbelievable
Correct.
Season for them
right.
last year. But
they've got Springer back in the lineup. Which
no,
they
no, no,
have
and he's been
year.
And Springer's been good. But they've struggled hitting with runners in scoring position. Espinal for me is I like him a lot. But that's a good team. I think they'll find a way. I'm not concerned about them offensively.
I'm not concerned
forward.
Either. I expected a little bit more early in the season. So let's hear some more from Aaron Boone on the struggles, but really bulldog mentality from Nestor Cortes on his performance last night.
Yeah, he just struggled a little bit with his command. You know, it was a battle for him. He made some big pitches, though, when he needed to. And, you know, on a night where it was a little tougher, just, you know, I think came out of his delivery a couple times and sprayed some balls on him, but he made some big pitches and you know, in the end, and not a perfect night, obviously, you know, kept us in the game enough, and then, you know, Kinger came in and, you know, we had our chances.
Why does it have to be Kinger? Can't it just be King?
He's a nickname guy.
You know what? I don't know.
But why? Like King is just it's an easy name. It's a good name.
No, but that it doesn't sound because it doesn't sound personal. You want it to sound personal. He's got. I mean, this is one of his guys. He's Kinger. It's Kinger.
I don't know why everyone
say
needs
King.
His name.
But well, they have to say Michael King. They can't just say King.
Why can't they just say King? But King came in and pitched well.
Because it didn't sound right.
The
it's King?
King,
or you got to say
how about the King?
Well, how about you say and then Michael came in, Mikey,
MK.
No, because you already got IK. You already got IK. You can't go MK if you already got IK.
I don't want Kinger. Why does everyone want Kinger?
That's the nickname. It's like if your last name is Campbell, they call you Soupy.
What would I be?
Fatty.
You're a jerk. I'm no, you. I'm really. No, really? Why do you do that?
Because you put me in. You'd be Rothy.
I was fat at one point. I should urinate right on your pads.
I do periodic dieting. I can promise you, I don't think you'd be able to do it. I think
you're making it worse.
You don't think I could urinate on your pads?
With people watching, no. I think you'd get stage fright.
No, I would not.
I think you'd get stage fright.
No. Trust me.
By the way, Toronto is eighth in the American League in runs. Eighth. Yeah,
so you didn't expect they'd be middle of the...
No.
Of the road and runs.
No. I expect them to be one of the top teams.
So my point is now validated.
No, I think it is a valid point. All I'm saying is long term. I mean, we're May 5th.
No, I agree with that. I totally agree with that. All right, some more because I'm enjoying listening to Aaron Boone got thrown out, hoping he's not suspended for getting thrown out of this one.
I don't know. I was pretty mad out there. So yeah, I don't think. Hopefully not any suspension or anything. Kept it in control somewhat.
I wouldn't think he'd get suspended, would you?
I was pretty aggressive. It was pretty aggressive. I mean, at one point, the Marty Foster's like, okay, you're spitting on me now. You're spitting on me now. But he gets his money's worth, man. He does.
Well, you might as well. By the way, we got to mention this. We'll get back to the Mets and Yankees in a moment. That Bumgarner situation yesterday, because we're talking about getting thrown out of a game. What an embarrassment. I mean, what an absolute embarrassment for Major League Baseball.
It was a creepy look, too, let's be honest.
First of all, you're massaging the guy's hand.
Staring at him while you're doing
it. Right, you're staring him dead in the eye. And do you think anybody went there to watch the umpires make calls or to watch Bumgarner pitch in that game?
What you just said is the impetus for I can't even tell you how many fights I've had with referees or linesmen. When all of a sudden they decide they want to interject themselves into the action, and it's like, listen,
looking at eyes because I can see everything in your eyes.
Thanks, Joe. I'm like, listen, man, no one is. Do you see anyone in the stands with your jersey, like with the referee's jersey? No,
nobody.
Nobody's here to see you.
Now, if you're a player and you go way past the line, right? Like you are out of control, and they have to, involve themselves in making a decision. Fine, but he did nothing wrong. Absolutely nothing wrong. You're massaging the guy's hand in a weird way. He's trying to look away. You're staring in his eyes. It's very awkward. And now you throw him out of the game. What I mean, I heard Don saying they should fire the umpire. That won't happen. But what a terrible look for baseball.
Yeah, it's a terrible look. But again, it's baseball. I mean, are you surprised?
Not surprised, but how is that okay?
Well, it's not okay. I mean, I would imagine. I don't know if he's going to get fired, but there should be a phone call immediately on that.
What are we doing? Be better, no?
Well, yeah, of course, be better. I mean, again, what they used to always say about referees, whatever the sport is, like the referee had a good game when no one mentions him,
offensive linemen, right?
Yeah, like you don't want to be talking about the referees or the umpires after games.
If the left guard is very noticeable during a football game, something terrible has happened. If the umpires are very noticeable in a baseball game or football, whatever game, something terrible has happened. The best games are the games where you get to the end, you're like, oh, who umpired that game? I have no idea. When you know the name of the umpire, you've got a real problem on your hands.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing, though. So that umpire was the first base ump. Dan Bellino, he's the one that asked for the sticky substance check. And then almost like was just like hoping as he massaged his hand, staring him in the face, that the second that they made eye contact, that something would happen so he could throw him out.
I've had dates that didn't end that well.
Oh my God! I'll tell you what. I'll tell you the other thing. Madison Bumgarner would not be one of the guys that I would choose to try to get into a physical altercation with.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't think so.
No, I mean he's huge.
What is he, like 6'8"?
Dude, he's not 6'8", but he's a big, thick dude.
Yeah, you wouldn't want. And is he like a farmer?
Oh, hunter. Oh yeah,
hunter farmer. Like he could kill you.
I think probably with his bare hands. I would say
with his bare hands, with the very hands you're massaging right now, he could take those very hands and kill you. Let's take a listen. Here is Madison Bumgarner on what happened during the game yesterday.
Have you ever had a hand check quite like that?
No, I haven't seen one like that.
What do you think that he was doing there?
You seen the video? I've seen the video. I was there. It's you guys see it plain as day.
I love that. What do you think he was doing there?
You got to pay extra. Like when you get if you're getting a manicure, you got to pay extra to get that kind of hand massage.
No.
Said manicure,
he said
Raymond.
Nothing wrong.
Manicure. Don't try to morph this into a Robert Kraft situation. I said
that's
manicure.
Right. Rick said nothing wrong. For you to play the buzzer is a shame on you. No, and now to play it on me? How dare you?
He's got PTSD, this guy. He dumped me the other day for no reason.
He said nothing wrong. He said if you get a manicure, if you're going to get the hand massage, that'd be a nice hand massage to get. You got to pay extra for that.
Gotta
he said nothing
that.
Wrong.
That's extra attention right there.
It was like you said, PTSD, because the implication of, oh, you got to pay extra for it.
You're a filthy animal. You're a filthy.
Do you listen?
You're a filthy animal. Don't,
you really
don't,
are.
Don't project onto me. I don't know where you get your manicures.
What is there to project?
I don't know what kind of manicure place you go to.
I don't get manicures.
I don't know where you get your manicures. How often are you getting a manicure, pal?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I haven't had one in a long time. I prefer the pedicure. I'm not
he's
a big
fan. He's definitely a mani-pedi guy.
No, I don't. Maybe occasionally get the. I don't usually get the hands done. Feet? Oh, I'll get the feet. I'll get the extra massage on the feet. There's nothing.
But
better.
I can't go by myself for a pedicure.
No, I'll go with Cass. It's like a little little date afternoon.
Yeah, I'll either bring like Alex or I'll ask Sherry to go because I can't go by myself.
I'll take Ella too. Like sometimes Ella will want to go. I haven't gone.
I feel completely intimidated.
Three years.
You know what I would bet, and I don't know that this is true or not true. I would bet you that RJ has never had a pedicure in his life.
So I've had one.
All right, so that's a pretty good guess by me.
It really is, and I would never have had one because Ange really wanted me to go in 20. I remember it very distinctly.
He can tell you the year he had the pedicure.
I can't imagine your feet easily reach the water.
In 2019. Oh, no. I'm going to ignore that. So
I love the pedicure of 2019. All right, so a pre-pandemic pedicure.
Yeah.
Tell us.
So she really wanted to go one weekend, and it was in the midst of the NFL playoffs. And I was...
What?
Not while a game was going on.
Oh, okay.
But it was a weekend. Like, while, games hadn't started yet, she was going at, like, noon on a Saturday. And I just said, the Niners play tonight. They're playing the Vikings that night. And they crushed the Vikings. But I was like, the Niners play tonight. I had my head just in a space. Like, I just need to sit here and stare at the TV until the game starts. That's how this has to go. And she said, why? You're confident about the game. I said, if they win by, I forget exactly how many points I told her. If they win by more than blank, I'll go with you. And they did. And after the season, I said, I'm a man of my word. I will go with you. And we went.
So you in essence lost a wager to have to go get your pedicure.
Yeah, because I said, the only reason I'll go is if they win by that many, I'll be in such a good mood. I will one day go with you. And so I did.
And?
It was fine. Fine.
Fine.
Yeah, I don't think I...
Well, what do you mean fine?
I don't think I was in the best care. I think they were aggressive.
Oh, really?
Well, because I... So, you guys will know, anyone, if you've gone, you know this.
They're not used to having little, tiny little feet like that.
Also going to ignore that. Be a real shame if your mic got turned off.
They play like, coochie, coochie,
coo. Baby feet. This little piggy went to market.
Yeah. We're moments away just from silence on the show.
If you can make him laugh. He's so adorable.
Well, they when they want you to like move your or reposition your foot, they'll kind of smack the side of your foot.
What kind of place did you go to?
That's what I said.
Smack you?
I was in poor hands, and I would just look at the woman.
Did they whip you?
I would.
Why did you go for an S&M pedicure?
Yeah. They would just kind of. It's more of a tap. But I would. I was wondering, why are you smacking the side of my foot? So after a while, I said, "What do you need me to do something?"
Oh, I smack your face.
Yeah.
Only RJ is just perplexed by the pedicure.
I was. And
so like they want to take your foot out put your foot into the water, and they tap it to signal like, okay, put it in the water. Yeah. And you're like, what do you want from me?
It's basically how it went.
So I don't think you went to a place that was unsavory. I think you're just not all that bright.
No, I don't. That could mean a lot of things, because I thought that meant move it to that side.
Do you need something from me?
Like if you tap the right, you know, the right side, you move it to a certain, you reposition your foot. In water, out of the outer eye. Yeah, exactly. What do you want from me?
Stop touching me there.
What do you want from me?
So we get this straight now. True. We've had one producer at the station get assaulted by his dentist, and now we find out another one that's been assaulted by during a pedicure.
Smack you.
I'm waiting for the class action lawsuit to join.
They smack you. All right, so let's. You're unbelievable, huh? Where did she bring you?
It was in Brooklyn, not far from where we live.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think it's my kind
of
deal.
I'll play along. All of a sudden, he looks up and his foot's in her mouth. What kind of place are we at?
That'd be more appropriate to play the buzzer, Santiago.
I see RJ's point. Little legs just swinging on the chair. Excuse me, miss.
She's like, okay, now you're done. Jump down.
You need me to tie your shoes for you, little guy?
jump down. I'll catch you if anything bad happens.
I would be impressed if you guys had a second pitch. If you had a second thing to go to.
I got a four-seamer.
We're not that bright. And this wasn't even mine. I'm just jumping on board.
It's not even something I can control.
Yes, it's, your son,
not,
miss.
It's not nice.
Well, I would challenge you to come up with a second thing. I don't think you can.
Miss, your son was very well behaved. He had to slap his feet a couple of times.
But... That's my husband. Really?
He didn't get the directions very easily, but we worked with it.
But you brought him in a Bjorn.
Oh, we got to come up with a second pitch. I feel bad now.
Well, because I don't want to start firing back because, you know.
Fire back. Hold back.
No, because I think the things I would say were actually mean, so I don't want to do that. But,
but what's worse? But that's even worse, though. If you're thinking them, that makes it worse. You got to say them.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Give us one.
No.
Because
you
said the things you're thinking. So you obviously have a laundry list of nasty, mean, you know, just awful things to say. Give us one.
I think you're upset because Rick challenged your weight. I'm not going to make weight jokes, but I don't go to those though. I think it's low hanging fruit.
What else would you go to?
There's other branches. There's other ones.
There's other branches.
Now, of course, I have many other branches.
So let's be fair then. You spend a lot of time at home thinking of things that
It comes tremendously easy to me. No, I don't.
Give us one.
No, because it's too mean. I'm just saying. I think you should come up with. I'm challenging you to come up with another branch. That is my. You don't know what I know. That is my challenge to you.
I'm not as creative as you are. Where I have a laundry list.
Well, apparently, apparently he's a lot more creative than we know. He's not sharing this information that comes to him so quickly.
So he has. I mean, what do you have? Like a notebook full of things that you could just burst into at any point.
Yeah. Ask Ray sometimes after the show. I have thoughts on things.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Have you murdered a person?
No, I just have. I have thoughts.
That escalated.
This sounds like this could be a Mike Milbury situation, where all of a sudden he pulls out the notepad and then he just destroys
and he just
your foot.
Fires.
Yeah, and then you look over and your goalie coach is crying because he feels so bad for you.
So an airing of grievances in a way.
Oh yeah, or just a completely like let's destroy a.
You do realize that at some point he's gonna snap.
No,
oh, I can't wait for it.
No, I won't. I won't. I'm just saying it's there.
So do you go home and talk to Ange and just destroy us and say, like, yeah, well, this jerk and this guy this and I got
no,
this.
No, not
and-
at all. I'm just saying things could – I have things, but I wouldn't say them. I'm just saying. That's why I'm saying – I think it's more creative when you come up with something that's not, you know, height related. I
just got a
I like that you guys are trying to turn this into therapy right now.
Yeah.
I got a funny tweet, Rick. You like this. You're more wrong one. There's other branches. He just can't reach them.
Oh, see, RJ – that's not even
that's
me.
That's funny.
That's nasty.
It's pretty good.
It wasn't for me.
It's pretty good content.
That is nasty.
But it's not like you're even that short. What are you, honestly, like 5'7", 5'8"?
Five seven.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm a good
sport.
It's a
nice height. It's a nice height.
No, it's not.
No, it's a little short.
It's a little short.
It's a little short. I think it 5'10". 5'10" and above.
I think RJ's perfect how he is. I saw him in that tux dancing.
He look and can I give him credit? He looks.
You don't need to be nice to me. I have plenty of confidence. It's not, really fine.
Wow.
But I think we should move on though.
Do you?
I think we've been on this. I've been looking for 9 minutes now on my height. Just being fair.
All right. Well, we sprinkled in some pedicure talk.
Yeah, that's right. It wasn't all about your height. There was the woman smacking you at the salon. All right, so let's get into the Mets. Here's my take on the Mets. Sooner rather than later, I need them to acquire more arms in the bullpen. I do, because I'll tell you right now, I have implicit trust in Drew Smith. I believe in Lugo, and amazingly enough, I have confidence in Edwin Diaz now. After that, I know you're okay with Ottavino, and he was good his last two outings. He was brutal yesterday. He, for me, is hit or miss. I got nothing else, right? I guess Rodriguez against lefties might be okay, but...
Well, you got Shreve.
Yeah, but I don't love Shreve.
What about Joely?
I just said Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Right. So that's why I said his name, because that's who I was thinking of. But I need two guys in the bullpen. Two. Not one, but two, if I'm going to get where I need to go now. There's a long season to go, but I get very worried and I'm very anxious about the Mets bullpen.
Well, yeah, I mean, you'd rather not be in a situation where you have to go to Ottavino three days in a row. Yeah, I mean, it's the first time that Buck's done that, and clearly, I mean, Ottavino, here's the thing, though, and this is why I have a hard time killing it, because, I mean, I would trust that Buck spoke to all these guys before the game and say, hey, if I need you, are you available? And Ottavino tells him, yeah, I'm available, and he comes in and he clearly should not have been available. Like he was, like he had nothing. Nothing.
No. He was as bad as you've seen. So he was brutal. And now you're going to be without Trevor May for an extended period of time. My question on Trevor May is, we didn't know this before the game the other day, that there's something to this extent wrong with him?
Well, that's the thing, though. Well, forget that, though. I mean, how about when he initially hurt himself? Right? I mean, and I told you, like, in the moment when he hurt himself, I'm like, that doesn't look good. And, you know, doesn't go on the IL, comes back, says he hasn't felt right since then. And then they run the appropriate test to find that he's got the stress reaction.
And that's what DeGrom has too, yep. Right?
Yeah, so he's shut down for 4 weeks, period. Like four weeks, he's done.
I was reading yesterday 8 to 12.
Well, this is 4 weeks. This is like DeGrom. So the first 4 weeks is nothing. Let's promote as much healing as we can. Then we'll do another round of tests and see if we can start doing some, you know, physical therapy, strengthening and everything else. And then, you know, once we go through, you know, that period of time, which is probably another 4 weeks or whatever it ends up being, we'll do some more tests, and then maybe we can start pitching again.
And let's be fair, when he's healthy, it's not like DeGrom where you're like pining for the days when he returns because he's Jacob DeGrom. You're talking about, okay, 8 to 12, and when are we going to see Trevor May again? It's not like when he's healthy and right that you look at him as a phenomenal option.
No. No, I think you said it, though. I think the word you used is the best word, trust. Like, who do you trust in that bullpen?
Do you agree with me? Drew Smith, absolutely.
Drew Smith has pitched great. I mean, we have no choice but to trust Edwin Diaz because that's going to be the guy that closes games.
And he looks different this year.
Yeah, he looks good. Lugo. Shreve has pitched pretty well. But, I mean, again, it's a long season. And we've gotten, you know, we've got great starting pitching. But, I mean, you're going to need your bullpen. And right now, to be put in a spot, and I know it's a game on May 4th, but still, I mean, it's the Braves. This is a team that you feel like, you know, when all is said and done, it's going to be, you know, you and the Braves trying to win this division. You'd like to win as many of these games as possible.
That's your big competition. You're
and,
right.
And now you go into, you know, you go into the sixth inning, and before you know it, it's 7-0.
That escalated quickly, huh?
Real quickly. Well, he couldn't get anyone out.
I
mean, just think about that. I mean, McGill was four innings of no-hit ball. That's nine straight innings, no hits. And then I think the Lindor error looked like it kind of threw him off a little bit. Like, that's a can of corn. I mean, that's a can of corn play for Lindor. He makes the error. They end up getting out of that. But then, I mean, he gets the first out, and then it's an infield single. Then it's another single. And then it's another single. And then Ottavino comes in, and we'll walk home a run. Then we'll have a wild pitch.
Right. Then there's a double. Then it just escalated very quickly. But you can't blame McGill. I mean, he was terrific in that game again yesterday.
Yeah, McGill was good. I mean, he ends up leaving with the bases loaded, but he was. He was good.
He was very good. So all I'm saying is, there's no way this is the finished product.
No, it can't be.
Right. When I wouldn't even be opposed to doing it now. Like some of these teams are done already.
Yeah, but I would imagine that's going to be something that they think about. I mean, May's gone for.
Do you even count on Trevor May this season?
No, I mean 3 months. And even when he's healthy, I don't know how much I trust him.
Exactly. Well, I don't trust him when he's right. So now I'm going to trust him when he's coming off of that kind of injury? Probably not. But I mean, why not make a call now? Call the Cincinnati Reds. Call the Orioles. See if you can get something from teams like this. There are teams
if I was on the Reds right now, I'd be making my own phone calls.
Do you see? I said this to Santiago before. I said, "You see their records?" And no, what's their record? You probably know what it is, right?
Yeah. I can't believe Joey Votto hasn't tried to just force himself out of there right now.
They're 3-21.
Oh yeah. But you heard from their owner. Where else are you going? Who else are you going to root for?
They're going to wind up with Oakland A's kind of attendance at some point soon.
Dave, their run differential is already -82.
Oh, God. I mean, they're 18 games under. We're not a month. Am I wrong? We're not a month into the season. They're 18 games under .500.
Yeah, they're horrendous. It's not great.
It's not great at all. All right, Adam Ottavino on pitching 3 consecutive days. Here he is.
No, I mean, I knew what the situation was. Obviously, it plays in, I guess, a little bit. They probably wouldn't have asked if those guys were around. But, I mean, to be honest, like, I felt good. And I like to pitch. I like to pitch a lot. I have good numbers third day in a row, whatever. Can't use that as, you know, really, it's immaterial to me.
You should not have to pitch a guy 3 days in a row.
No.
Especially when you're starting. Pitching has been very good.
No, and you heard him say it, though, right? Like, I mean, the confidence. Like, I felt good, and I've had good, you know, I've had good success pitching 3 straight days. I would say after watching him yesterday, I would avoid that as much as we can.
Yeah, as best as you can.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.